And speaking of running around, you are a runner.
I am a runner.
And you have some of the fastest times in age groups. How many years have you been running?
Since I was 28. I did the third Tulsa run, I believe. And I've done every one since, yeah.
Tulsa run, marathons?
I've done marathons. I've done well in marathons.
Half marathons?
I've done Boston, I've done Austin, and one here in Oklahoma. I haven't done that many marathons because it is kind of hard on your body, pounding yourself for 26 miles.
Yeah.
But
can I just interject that I did the New York Marathon?
You told me that.
Yeah.
I would love to do the New York Marathon.
Yeah. I've been running for many years. You can't help myself. There's a running chip up there in our brain,
there
isn't
is.
There? But you're a biker, too.
Road cycling. And just wanted to add that Tulsa's a great training ground for road cyclists. See, I go out and visit in Arizona now a couple of months during the year in the Phoenix area. And it was very obvious, even though they have bike lanes adjacent to their roadways out there, there's a ton of traffic. The advantage you have here in Tulsa is you can get out onto farm roads or old oil field roads within 10 minutes of leaving downtown. You don't have that option in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. They don't really have farms, per se. Mm-hmm. There's no quaint little roads out in the countryside. Or, you know, there's highways going in and out of Phoenix that have a lot of traffic and semis and this and that. But as far as finding a training ground, my point being, and I've heard this from other athletes, it doesn't matter really which discipline of athletics you're talking about. Our climate and our roads here are very conducive to training, whether it be the football teams in Stillwater or Norman, or the road cycling teams in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are blessed with at least 10 months mm-hmm. out of the year mm-hmm. with good training conditions.
Yeah.
And lovely roads. Now, the surfaces could be better. When the oil money was running through the state, I'm sure the surfaces of these roads were better. I go to Iowa every summer in July and do a bicycling event there. And there's a huge agricultural economy in Iowa. So they keep their country roads in really good shape. And that's part of the attraction of going up there. Mm-hmm. When you're a road cyclist, you want smooth roads. You know, No potholes, please.
So talk about riding out to Oz.
Mike Boyd just asked, he said, tell us a little bit about the French Alps and Alpe d'Huez and that area. And I would recommend, obviously it's an expensive trip, but to any road cyclists that you go over and try this area of the French Alps, because as far as keeping the surfaces of the road up and all this kind of thing, no one does a better job. And that one mountain climb, Alpe d'Huez, it does live up to its advance advertising as probably being one of the premier road cycling trips you could ever take. There are others over there. And so I haven't been in 20 years. That's a long time. But I intend to go again, even though with, you know, my mature age and everything, hopefully I could still get it done, get up that mountain, but it does rank as probably the most memorable cycling experience that I've had. Is taking your bike, or you can rent it now, but take your bike over to the French Alps and try to go across some of the famous Tour de France mountain climbs, you know, that we've all heard about.
How would you like to be remembered?
I guess as the person who preserved this piece of history, Tulsa Theater, for the citizens of Tulsa, just as it was originally intended to be for the citizens of Tulsa, who found the passion. You can say it was because of acoustics or because of trying to help the local community have good artists to come in and enjoy. But yes, the legacy of Tulsa Theater, and I hope whoever ends up with it can make it even better than I made it. I think it could be used to a higher level than what it currently is.
And we're fortunate that you became so interested in the preservation and the history of it not everybody gets into that, but you did, and we're fortunate.
I do feel fortunate.
You're that kind of person that ultimately bought it. So is there anything else we haven't covered that you would like to say?
John, you're very good at this, and you have covered it well.
Thank you.
If I can think of anything, I'll let you know.
So then take us out of here with a little tinkling of the ivories.
Let's go upbeat.
All right. Piano stylings of Peter Mayo. Thank you, Peter. That was fun. This was fun time.
Thank you, John.
Yep.